everybody. Welcome back to the Comedy Castle podcast. I'm your host, Joel Fragamenti. Going to tell you what's going on this week at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. It's been another busy week. We had a great week last week and a weekend. And this week, it doesn't stop. On Tuesday night, as I'm recording this show here on October 7th, Mario Adrian, the German Efficiency Tour, is here at 7:30 p.m., and Mario is back for another show at 7:30 tomorrow night, Wednesday, October 8th at 7:30. I believe there are a few more tickets available for the Tuesday show tonight than the Wednesday show, where it might be down to single tickets over on ComedyCastle.com. But that's where you need to go if you want to see Mario, because those shows are going quickly. All right? All right. Kevin Bozeman, who I'll be talking to in just a few minutes, joins us on Thursday at 7:30 p.m., Friday at 7:15 and 9:45. That's October 10th. And then October 11th, Kevin is there at 7 p.m. and 9:30. So five chances to catch Kevin Bozeman, man who I had never met before I talked to him on this show. And his stuff is so funny. I watched his special. Our interview is real good. So if you don't have plans this weekend, Kevin Bozeman, that's my click. My pick to click, as they say. Yeah, I got along with Kevin real good. It was a fun interview. We also have a very special show on Saturday afternoon, October 11th. The superstars of General Hospital will be coming in for you at 1 o'clock. We've done a lot of these sort of soap opera stars that come in, and I'm going to tell you who these folks are. I don't know that any of these folks have been here before. Laura Wright, Chris L. McKenna, and Eden McCoy. They are all from General Hospital, I believe. Yeah, there you go. Chris McKenna is the mysterious John Brennan. Eden McCoy is Jocelyn John Jacks. And Laura Wright has played Carly Corinthos since 2001. Anyway, soap opera people, they go crazy at these things. A chance to meet who you're watching in the afternoon, or maybe it's later in the evening now with the whole Hulu and DVR thing. But the stars of General Hospital, 1 o'clock on the 11th, that's Saturday. So three big shows on Saturday. And then Sunday, Kevin Lapine's Hypnosis Unleashed. I talked to Kevin a couple weeks ago. Fun interview. Kevin's always great. Those shows are rock and roll. I believe it's buy one, get one as well with Kevin on Sunday. So another great chance. And I believe the goal is to get you out of there in time to catch the Lions game on Sunday night at 8:20. Kevin starts at 7, and I believe he'll be done right around the time the Lions game starts. You'll get to do both. You get to see an awesome hypnosis show with Kevin and the Detroit Lions taking on the Chiefs Sunday night. Huge week in Detroit. As you'll hear me talking to Kevin, big sports games this weekend. The Tigers are about to start. As I'm recording this for you right now, they got a chance to move forward in the playoffs. They won that first series. That was really cool. Enough of the Guardians. No offense to my friends in Ohio, but enough of those clowns. Tigers were able to move on. And, this week's going to be something else, man. Kevin, let's talk about Kevin a little bit here. Kevin Lapine. We talked to Kevin a couple weeks ago. I always want to have him on when he's coming to town. But Kevin Bozeman's a guy that's been around since the late 90s. He's been at the Comedy Castle, but it's been many, many years. But he is a favorite all over the Midwest. I know when I was touring the Midwest, I would always see his name on the flyer. He was always there the week before, the week after, whatever it was. And I never really got a chance to work with Kevin. But he is so funny. He's always smiling on stage. I would say that he has a clean show, although his latest special that I watched had some material that maybe wouldn't qualify as clean, but he says to bring grandma. You'll hear that in there. Oh, but when I talk about sports, he likes to bet on the game. I don't know if I get that, but he has his reasons for it. He'll tell you about how cool it is to work on cruise ships, which he spends a lot of his time doing nowadays. And you got to be good to work on a cruise ship. You got to have people like you. They'll throw you right off that ship. Throw you right out into the Caribbean Sea. And then with Trump, who knows what's going to happen to you. But Kevin was a former college basketball player. He'll tell you what he did for a day job for a little tiny bit before comedy stuck full time for him. just a funny dude. Got some memories of playing in Traverse City, Michigan, that really cracked me up. And he's just got so he's so smart. He'll tell you about the work. He talked about the gig that he did that he didn't want to do, and he said, "I need a lot of money," and they said, "Well, okay." And then he did the gig. So that's a funny story, too. That's towards the end of the interview. But Kevin's awesome. You're going to enjoy him if you come see him this weekend. So please take a minute here. Listen to me. Well, 30 minutes, but still. Hey, come on. 30 minutes with Kevin Bozeman is a good time. So let's listen to Kevin right now, and I'll be back after. All right? Here's Kevin Bozeman. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the other end of my line, it's a pleasure to talk to Kevin Bozeman today. Kevin, how are you?
Buddy, it's good to be performing in a city coming up that's on fire. You guys on fire.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, okay, so let's just say, okay, it's Detroit fire. Let's be honest.
Yeah, Detroit.
Detroit fire, because I would not say how the Tigers finished the year was fire.
No.
But they did rally. Mm-hmm. They did get Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I mean, eventually, as a guy who's from Chicago, if you're going to put that much faith in Javier Baez, then you're probably going to struggle to score runs.
Well,
but you know, the Lions are killing. The Tigers are in the playoffs. The Pistons are on the come up.
Uh-huh. It's good.
All you need now is for the Red Wings to get back to form. And then you guys are good. Get some octopus out there on that ice.
We'll try on that one. But yeah, you're a big sports fan. I know. I was listening to your podcast a little bit, talking about the Tigers and the Lions.
Yeah, buddy. I like to call myself a creative investor.
So you're betting on these games, not just looking at them as
I don't even understand people who watch sports and don't have money on it. Like I don't even understand that. I don't understand that life. I don't understand that motivation. I used to be that way, I guess, but like I was introduced to it's probably like somebody that was they'd smoke weed and then was introduced to mushrooms. And they're just like, why would I ever do weed again?
Okay.
And that's how I am with sports gambling. Like, why would I ever go back to just watching a game?
Yeah. I never thought of that.
That's why I struggled to go to my kids' basketball games when they were in high school. Mm-hmm. I was like, you can't wager on this. What am I just... Like, why would I go into your game? I can't put money on this.
I mean, you could start taking the bets if anyone wanted to.
Yeah, but those unrealistic parents, you can't ever.
You can't do that.
You can't. They can't. Yeah. Right?
You can't get
value.
Yeah, you look like a bad guy in any scenario there. Betting on high school.
But that's just it. I don't mind. I am a bad guy. So I don't mind. I don't mind sliding into that role.
Mm. All right. Well, here's
to know your strengths and weaknesses, buddy.
All right. Well, here's what I noticed about you watching all your stand up as I have for the last couple of days, getting ready for this one.
Sorry about that.
No, dude, I was watching guys work. That's so good. But here's the thing.
Thank you, man.
You're always smiling on stage. You always look like you're in a good mood. And that really translates to the audience having a good time. I know that much.
Yeah. Why are you up there telling jokes and you're angry? What's going on?
Some guys do that, though.
What's going on in your life?
Yeah.
You got this angst. Even when I'm angry about shit, I'm still like laughing. Like, it's so funny that I'm mad about this and sharing this with you.
But that's great.
I try to have a good time.
That's great. Yeah, the audience seemed like they were loving it. On that special, I watched some of the other ones too. But you've also made a career. I was on your website. You're doing a lot of cruise ships now.
I do cruises because they're therapeutic.
Okay.
Well, and also it's a good income supplement. Sure. But still,
we talk about that on this show. And I've never performed on a cruise ship, but I've been on cruise ships and watched the comedy shows.
they're not for everyone.
No.
And just because you're booked on a cruise ship doesn't mean you're good.
Okay. So what?
Sorry.
No, but I.
Sorry. But that's true for all, you know.
Performers.
All forms of entertainment.
Yeah. Because I hung out with a couple of guys that did the show. I knew one of them from Detroit. But and they were just telling me, they were like, some of these crowds are the worst crowds because they're old. They don't speak English. And some of them are just, you know. Meanwhile, I was at the show and I was like, that was a fine show. I don't know. It seemed good to me.
Yeah, I like to do them. Well, I'm doing them now. Like, mm-hmm. I normally do like 8 to 10 a year. So probably makes up, yeah, I don't know, 25% of my work.
Right, right.
But I picked up more for next year because I was just like, why don't you just go see the world, you douchebag? Why would you go see the world on someone else's dime, mm-hmm, and get paid for it? Like, yeah, you get to check so many boxes.
Yeah.
You get to work, you get to travel the world, and you don't have any real expenses. So what are you doing?
Yeah.
Right? I'm still a club guy.
Yeah.
Like I belong in clubs. Like, I'm a club act. But if I can hustle onto some ships and I can go to Spain, or, mm-hmm, I can go to Norway, or I can go to Greece, or Puerto Vallarta, or, mm-hmm, Cozumel, or wherever it is they're going, and I could just go and recharge my battery, especially you being in Detroit, I'm being in Chicago. So in January, why wouldn't I hop on a fucking cruise ship,
yeah,
and just go to an island for 7 days in the middle of January when we know it's ass back at home and get some 80-degree weather, tell a couple of jokes, read a book, work out, and then come back with a recharged battery. That's just simple math.
I get
that's just simple. That's just simple math on living a happy life.
Right. But what do you say? And look, we can all agree with that. But what do you say to comedians who say, the cruise ships wasn't for me because I didn't like the crowd. I didn't like the people. I didn't like restrictions. I didn't like the, but however.
I can say this.
Yeah.
I can say this.
Yeah.
Unless you are a guy who is definitively bringing in a group of people that know your humor and is there specifically to see you,
mm-hmm,
I can make a strong argument that almost any show is like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Where you don't like, yeah, the crowd. Like no comic is running to Friday Late Show. No comic is like Friday Late Show.
Yeah.
That's the show where I shine.
Well,
so you can make, yeah, that argument for all of it. But what they're saying is true. Like, I'm not, yeah, I have a pretty good formula for, mm, the cruise ships, and I'm not necessarily integrating new material, but, yeah, I do, but I still write for clubs.
Yeah.
I don't write for cruise ships. That's,
yeah,
I see a lot of comics that do cruise ships and then they come to the club and then they bring their cruise ship act and it's, mm-hmm, just like, oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they softened you up like that.
All them buffets and
all them crowd work. You, yeah, came back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you came back a little soft there, buddy. What happened?
I'm picturing the guys that perfectly fit the profile.
Yeah, of course. We all know, like, yeah,
we all,
okay,
know, man, yeah.
Looks like, yeah, it's just like when Bane and Batman fought for the first time, and, yeah, Batman threw that first punch, and Bane was like, oh, victory. Victory has defeated you.
Oh,
that's,
man,
how it is. I tell people this all the time. Cruise ships is like, for comics, it's like, I'm nerding out here. It's my second nerd out reference. It's like Lord of the Rings, where what's his, yeah, face, Frodo, didn't actually die, but they had to send him off on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like to be a cruise ship comic. Your career's not over, but they're sending you out to the ships.
Yeah, but they. So how many? Let me ask you this then, just because I follow, you know, as a comic myself, and then doing this show, they seem to have changed how they present it, in the sense that it's better because you get your own space more often. You have a comedy club on several nights of the week that you might be there, as opposed to and the magician really, sharing a stage or whatever, you know.
It really depends on the ship. I only mess around with a couple of ships where they're not about to make this into some slave trade job for me.
Yeah.
I if I'm on a cruise for 7 days, I'm performing two nights and that's it.
Right.
Two nights. You get me to do two nights, dog. Two nights. You figure it out how you're going to use me, but two nights. That's all I got. You're like, oh, you're going to do this night. You got to do this material. And then that night you're going to do. No.
You're not doing that.
No. Let me recheck my contract and see what the. So, yeah. So it's really about lining up with good cruises. Like you know, shout out to my Carnival comics, but I've never done Carnival.
Yeah.
And I hear that, you know.
I hear bad things.
I ain't gonna say I hear bad things.
Well, it's just different. Yeah.
It's things that I don't want to do at this stage in my career. Cause I'm still, you know, I'm still writing. I got a you know, you saw we talked about I did God's Work, which I released 2 years ago, which is available on YouTube. Give that a watch, a listen.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Actually, I mean, I don't even care. To all you listeners, just put that shit on play and leave the house. I don't care. Just same thing with my special on that's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Like, you ain't got to listen to it, dog. Just run it. If you want support, just run it.
Yeah.
But now I just filmed over this last summer. I just filmed another one, and I just got it banked. I haven't started editing or working on it yet. So I just got it banked, and so now I'm just in the process of starting to build new material. Because you know, that's the game. But like I'm not ready to call it a. Like I still feel like my best comedy's in me.
Nice. That's great. Well, when were you, do you remember when you were last at the Comedy Castle?
Oh gosh. I think Ridley saw me do maybe the Boston Comedy Festival.
Okay.
And, he thought that I should have won. Shout out to Mark. I did not. I took second.
All right.
I took second. And then he had me there and I came there. So that would have been 2008-ish, 9-ish maybe. Yeah.
So that's a while.
So it's been a minute.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute.
Well, it's good to
now
have.
Now coming back, baby.
Absolutely. And you're a name.
Coming back like Detroit's. Coming back like the city of Detroit. I am coming back like y'all are bouncing back nicely. It's so. No one talks about your story enough, Detroit. Yeah. I'm here to talk about it.
Well, it's nice to be here. People don't, you know, people poo-poo it, and then they get here, and they're like, oh, this is so nice. Why is everybody making fun of Detroit? It's actually great here.
Right. Well, everybody, we're bouncing back. We're not Cleveland. We're bouncing back.
But you were always a name, because I started comedy late 90s, and I would play these clubs, and I don't think we ever played together anywhere. But you were at all of those clubs, all those Midwest, those Yoder rooms, I feel like, right?
Yeah.
Doing all of the connections and Joey's Livonia and all of these places.
Yeah.
All those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put the work in.
That was me.
Yeah.
I put the work in. Like, I mean, we all want to travel and it's all want to be glamorous and glorious, but your meat and potatoes, if you're a comic, your meat and potatoes are going to be the clubs that's closest to you.
Yeah.
So the clubs that's 3.5-4 hours away, you're in Chicago. Yeah, I'm going to go to Livonia.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Lansing. Yeah. I'm going to go to Grand Rapids. Hell yeah. I mean, send me up to Traverse City where where they used to start the show by just turning down the radio.
I think I did.
It could be a commercial plan. It could be the commercial plan. And with a minute, with 2 minutes left, they crank it up and then they just turn it down when the show started. And we're like, all right, get to it. All right, great intro.
That's great.
Great host.
Travers.
Great host at radio station.
Do you remember the guy?
Was it
the guy who ran that Bay City room too? Is that same guy?
I don't know. This is this was a while ago. This would have been like an older couple that used to run. There's an old man and an old woman, and they would just turn down the radio. You'd be like, "All right, man, let me go here and get this $250. Let me go get this $250, homie." And then put that on the games and flip that to a livable wage. I can make a livable wage.
So, I don't know if you still do, but the casinos, were those a thing? Were those part of the road for you?
Soaring Eagle, Mount Pleasant. Yeah, okay. Let's go.
There you go. Now, I worked at.
And then the UP?
Yeah.
Island Resort. Casino every town.
Yeah.
Bay Mills. Yes. You know,
I worked with a guy at a casino. I was the opener, but we rode up together, so we were kind of hanging out all weekend with my buddies from Detroit, and he took his check from the show to the cage, got chips, and an hour later had no money.
Yeah, buddy. Listen, people that don't gamble, you're so better off in life by not gambling.
Yeah.
Those people that just like, I can't imagine spending my hard-earned money and giving it to the casino. And I am the opposite. I'm like, I can't imagine of having this hard-earned money and I'm just going to put it in savings.
This guy did. He was a degenerate.
I mean, what are we doing?
I didn't do it. And you know who he took it out on? He took it out on me.
There's no doubt.
He said I was the cooler. No I was doubt. Bad luck. Get out of here, Joel.
There's no doubt. No doubt.
And meanwhile, no doubt. I held on to my gamblers. 150. And
all gamblers.
Yeah.
Got to blame somebody.
Yeah. That was me. All right. Well, tell me about getting on stage for the first time. I read your bio. College basketball.
Wisconsin
Okay, so that
Wisconsin Whitewater.
That's Division three. All right. So you feeling like what were you gonna do after college without comedy?
I don't know. I was trying to do all the things that people said you should be.
Yeah.
I was gonna go into computer programming. I was, you know. But like I'm not a 9 to 5. See the same people writing code. I'm not even. It was just a dishonest conversation that I was having with myself.
Yeah,
I went to college. I'm glad I went to college. It allowed me to explore different worlds and be around different people and stuff. But like I was supposed to do stand up, so I was just. It's literally all a blur, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
It's nice. all a blur before I do a stand-up. I was just, you know, running around with like a chicken with my head cut off because I didn't know. I sold insurance for a little bit.
Yeah.
I sold some life insurance. People's like, why should we buy life insurance? I was like, I was hoping you could tell me why you should buy this insurance for me because I really don't know. Looks like life is going good for you, so I don't know why you would be paying for these premiums.
It's probably who can afford it. Yeah, maybe you got to sell it to them.
I remember my last, like right before I quit insurance, I was working on this guy for 6 months to get him to buy a policy, and then I finally got him to buy a policy, and I never turned it in. I just quit. And I'm sure he was just like, what kind of mind fuck was this guy doing to me?
All right, so let's talk about you getting on stage for the first time. Where'd you do it? How'd you do it? How'd that go?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
I started. I didn't tell anybody. Mm-hmm. I was just, you know.
I think that's smart.
Me and my buddy.
Yeah.
Right? I tell everybody that. Do not bring your friends because they are. All clubs, of course, want you to bring friends. They want you to pack out the event. They don't care that it's going to warp your sense of reality and people are gonna think you're good even though you're not. But I just went up. I just wanted to see if I can do it. Mm-hmm. Like, once again, I was still in that world of like, I said, let me just see if I can do it.
Yeah.
I just want to see if I can do it. And so I was always comfortable with speaking in front of people. So it was a funny business in Madison, which is now Comedy Club on State, okay, which, as you know.
Sure.
It's one of the best clubs. Been there a long time.
Yeah, great club.
Yeah. And so I just did it. And then I did it again. And then I think I did it a third time. And I was just like, all right, I scratched that itch.
Yeah.
And then like months later, I was just like, man, it's just calling me.
Yeah.
Just calling me. So, yeah, and I just started. I wanted to see if I can get good, and I wanted to see if I can get a paycheck. And once I got that first $25 paycheck, homie.
Yeah.
It was a wrap.
That's it. That's all it takes. Then you're hooked.
Yep. I tell people all the time, anytime you get paid for doing stand-up, you have won.
Yeah.
Pat yourself on the back.
Yeah. Do you remember what you talked about the first time you went up on stage?
Oh, dumb shit.
But you don't think it was good, right? You're not.
There's no way.
No way. But people liked it, maybe.
Well, I would. That's because part of stand up is selling mm-hmm. your jokes.
Yeah.
And when you write a joke and you really like it, you sell it better. Because you just don't know any better. But now I know any better. I'm like, I would never sell that. So if I had to tell those jokes, it wouldn't go well because I would have a hard time selling it. The only way I could tell those jokes is if I took it now and repackaged it mm-hmm. and repurposed it and then like sold it to I actually had to sell it to myself first as a viable product before I sell it to the audience.
Yeah.
I was like, legit. Like, it's a simple thing, but like one of the most important things in stand-up is you have to think your material is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sounds like such a simple thing, but if you don't believe your material is funny, why the fuck are we going to believe your material is funny?
Right.
Like, if you don't believe in the vacuum you're selling, like, you're not going to sell me that vacuum.
Yeah. Nice. I like it. That's good advice. And that now, so now the show, so this weekend, Comedy Castle, coming up, we got five shows. And, you know, our show sort of, you know, we have a real early show. We got a 7 o'clock Saturday show. We got a late show. Now, I know you even said in God's Work at one point, I know you saw me do clean comedy as you riffed off a lot of dick jokes in a row. What can we expect this weekend?
I really don't know.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
I mean, I'm thank stumped. You. I
what
appreciate
can
the
we
compliment.
Expect?
But I mean,
I don't know, buddy. But funny.
But
funny.
Do we bring grandma or do we?
Absolutely.
Right.
Even if my jokes are a little risque, they're not risque for the sake of being risque.
No,
you know what I'm saying? I don't write like that.
Yeah.
I don't write dirt. I try to write funny.
Yeah.
So if you try to write funny, sometimes things are going to be clean. Sometimes things are going to be dirty. But if you tell me you want an all clean show, I got you, boo.
Yeah.
I got you. But if you tell me, you know, just do you, then, you know, I'm a living both worlds.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to be clean at our club. So that's, you know.
It doesn't. Like, I mean, sometimes I cleaner just because, like, that's just what the crowd needs or something. You know, if there's two dirty acts in front of me, that just to keep feeding dirty, sometimes I just balance it out with just some clean humor to cleanse like the palate. You know, it just doesn't. Like, I'm not married to any particular style except for being funny in front of that crowd at that time.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
And I also understand why you thought that about Nick Cannon. I get that observation. I get it. I understand. I don't want to give it away here.
It's true.
I mean, it's true. Come on now, that guy.
I'm not going to tell that joke. Go listen to it on God's Work.
God's Work.
It's available
YouTube.
On God's Work.
Yeah, it is.
The best Nick Cannon take you will ever hear in your life.
I agree with that.
All the Nick Cannon takes, there's only one that stands above the other, and it's available on God's Work on YouTube, Kevin Bozeman.
Well, that's great, man. And this weekend, Detroit, now we've got the Tigers playing. That could be over by the time we get into town.
That might be over by the time we get into town.
The Lions play Sunday night, so that doesn't affect anything. We're clean on sports this weekend, I think. I think we're clean. Yeah, maybe, man, there's college football. Nothing, I don't know.
Nothing better to do than just come on out. And I mean, Michigan plays USC, but that's, come on.
USC is no good, right? I don't know.
Well, they're decent, but I mean, we're definitely not interested in Michigan State. I don't even know if they're playing. So you got Michigan.
Yeah.
There's USC, which is like, it's a decent game, but it's not a miss. It's not Miss Kevin Bozeman decent.
Yeah, you got to come see Kevin. It's going to be a great time. Yeah, I'll see you, man. It's going to be a great show. Like I said, we've got that Thursday show with the business networking event.
I love it. Let's go. Let's come out. I might even,
that'd be fun.
Roll with some CEOs or something.
Those businesses. Go. Listen, what happens in 2 months from right now? Those businesses have holiday parties. They need holiday entertainers. And who better to entertain at your holiday party than Kevin Bozeman?
Hey, man, that's what always comics do. We're hustlers. Like, we're always,
I know how you go. Yeah.
Like I said, I don't say no to a show. If there's a show I don't want to do, I'm just going to ask for way more money than I should get.
Yeah.
And then you have to figure it out. You have to figure it out. You can just say no. You can counter, which is why I never get why people don't counter often.
Yeah, yeah.
That means we were very far apart from what you wanted to pay me and what I'm willing to accept.
Did you ever?
Right? Because there's sometimes people will be like, "Hey, man, I got this show. Can you do it for this?" And I'm just like, "Thanks for reaching out." Mm. I always thank people if they reach out, no matter how embarrassing the offer is. I go, "Thank you for reaching out. But I'm going to pass. But if you are looking for some comics with this price range, I might have some names for you." Okay. Other than that, like, I'm not, you know.
Did you ever have to take one because you asked for the moon and the stars and they went like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What was that?
What's that?
What was the gig?
Oh, it's been a. It was a wedding that I did.
Yeah.
You know, right?
I just got married this year and
Right. You're not having comedy then, right?
Well, I gave a wedding speech after a couple of drinks.
I'm still mad about it. I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, buddy. That's gonna not be good.
That's not good. But you made it through. Now
I was offered to do a nudist colony, but they did not meet that price.
I remember one of those gigs. I don't think it was ever offered to me, but my buddy did it, and he did it naked.
Yeah, buddy, I'm not about to sit there and be butt necking and having a bunch of ugly naked people sitting there judging me.
Exactly. Well, Kevin, we're going to see you this weekend at the Comedy Castle. You have your clothes on. It'll be a great time. Everybody come out.
You never know, buddy. Oh, you never know. Yeah. I'm working on a new closer.
Hey, Kevin, this is super fun, man. We'll come on out this weekend, everybody. For Kevin.
Thanks, homeboy.
Thanks, buddy. We'll see you.
Yep. Peace.
Right, bye bye. Well, what did you think of Kevin? I thought it was awesome. Again, for having never spoken to a guy, we got along great. So there you go, guys. Come out this weekend for Kevin, 5 shows with him. Of course, Kevin the Pine on Sunday. Stars at General Hospital. They'll be here Saturday afternoon. Mario Adrian, if you can get a ticket here in the next couple of nights, he'll be there. So just big, big times at the Comedy Castle. Tons of great acts, tons of great audiences. We had so much fun with Rob Anderson doing his Are You Afraid of the 90s? That was a fun show to watch, man. He did a great job. I didn't know what that show was going to be, and I don't know how I would have because it was so unique. But he did a great job last week. Just so much good stuff happening at the Comedy Castle. You got to get out there. You got to see what's going on. You'll have a fun time. Yeah, Mike Costa was out last week. You know, Melanie Hearn was on Thursday night. We had so many amazing shows. You got to be part of it. It's a comedy boom. Be part of it at one of the greatest clubs in the United States of America, Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan. If you're interested in starting comedy, we've got comedy classes. They are taught by Bill Bouchard, who you heard mentioned in our interview. They're also taught by me, Joel Fragamenti, teaching you the advanced comedy class, everything you need to know to be a professional stand-up comedian. I'm going to tell you, over 6 weeks, and it's great. We went out and did open mic last night with some of those students. It was fun. But you guys, you want to be part of comedy and you live in Michigan, Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle has always been the place. It'll continue to be the place. And I want to thank everybody for listening to this, coming out to the shows. Feel free to say hi to me. Tell me you liked my interviews. Tell me you hated the interview. I don't know. Just acknowledge it. I need some acknowledgement. I need some acknowledgement as I look at my two dogs asleep next to me. No acknowledgement.